Hi, my name is Henry Castro. I'm from Bolivia, which is located in South America. Today, we are going to explain how the Visual Basic script for macros are executed on a server side using the web application like Colabora Online. First, we are going to analyze how this macro selector dialog is implemented. And the LibreOffice Core and the selected Visual Basic macro, how it's executed, of course. Then, after we are going to explain how it's implemented the same dialog in the client side using the JavaScript. In LibreOffice Core, there is a UNO command called run macro. This UNO command is triggered by some user interaction like a menu. Once it's triggered, the UNO framework has dispatched this command to a specific process where a macro selector dialog is created. And when the user interact with the macro and select the specific Visual Basic, finally is the entry point where the macro is executed is called call script. Here is the source code of the run macro. That is the path of the source code and the entry point where it is executed is. And if you scroll a little bit, you will see that all the macro selector dialog is created and executed. Finally, the macro selector dialog is shown, and the user can interact with this macro to select the Visual Basic script to run it. The entry point to run the macro is called this call script method. We will see later that this is the main process in LibreOffice Core to execute the macro. If we make an abstraction of the workflow, we can see in that diagram that the UNO command is triggered, then the macro selector dialog is shown, and finally, the input parameter script is passed to the main process. Let's call run script. Of course, if we observe on the diagram and we cut this part, the main important in LibreOffice Core is just this process and just provide an input script name of the Visual Basic to execute. What happens if we want to run the macro on a remote location? Let's say here is a client application, web application like Colabora Online. And here we have a LibreOffice Core with the main process, let's say the main engine to run the script. And both are connected to a communication socket via. If we send the same data, the script name, as an input parameter, the macro will be executed on server side. On client side, well, the Colabora Online it requires to create an HTML macro selector dialog as a user free on the interface to interact and select the Visual Basic macro to run. In order to create the HTML dialogs on a client side, we have several methods. Well, we all discarding these two methods, and we all focusing on only creating the dialog dynamically. Here you can see source code or macro selector dialog, the class constructor here, and you can inspect that this code in LibreOffice Core is not changed at all. So the changes is we dump the dialog as a property tree, and you can see the properties that are dumped into a JSON data and sending back to the client side. If we make the abstraction and we have the server side delivery of the skip process, once the macro selector dialog is created, instant to show the dialog is just dumped the as a property tree in JSON data is sent to the client side. Once the web application like Collabora Online creates use the data to create an HTML the macro selector dialog. It is the main entry point on client side when the receipt when it receives the JSON data from server to build the macro selector dialog dynamically. Finally, you can see here the example of how this dialog is built. You can see the CSS styles applied. It can be customized. However, there were some problems creating dialogs on client side. For example, the server sent all the data again for each user interaction, like a click button. The dialog is recreated again completely. So I have to improve that just to the partial update. It means that the server side will only send the invalidated data to the client side to just update this region. And I will provide you some hints to potential more improves. Here is the source code when the client side received the partial update and how this only in this example a control is just a control of the dialog is recreated and not the complete dialog. Here is the big picture of how this run macro executes. We have the client side here with the Collabora Online web application and the server side with the delivery of a skip process, the communication channel, the socket that send the unit command. When the LibreOffice skip process receives the unit command, this create that shadow dialog. This is a bunch of data structure. By the way, it's not rendered. They send the JSON data to the client side, and this create this HTML dialog. So both are connected, and the user interactions communication begins. Let's say this there is a click button here, and the server will respond to the with the new data, and so on. Finally, if the user want to run a macro, just need to just click the run button, which is sent into the logic dialog on server side. And finally, like we see before in our abstraction layer and diagram, we'll see exactly the same it was in the LibreOffice core, and this data is passed to the main run script engine to execute the macro. Thank you very much.